Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa, joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. In 2014, Jason Pierre-Paul will be going into the final year of his rookie contract. And Carl, we're going to take a look at JPP. Obviously, a huge 2011. 2012, not so much. Then back surgery in the offseason. Fought to get himself on the field, coming back from that back surgery. And at times we saw the things that made him special, like this play against Green Bay.
Yeah, you'll take a look at this play against Green Bay, and you can see remnants of his rookie year. Very athletic, good timing. And I'm going to play this one, and I'm going to give you slow motion here. He's in a pass rush, sees the quarterback about to throw the ball, gets in the passing lane. And this is important, Bob. When you take a look at how he drifts, see how he drifts there to his right, picks off the ball, and takes it right in. That's getting into the throwing lane. A lot of defensive linemen will just run, stop, and jump. But he had a sense of angles, and that's what makes that athleticism of his so special.
Jason Pierre-Paul, his second pick six over the last 2 years. He had one in 2012 against Dallas. Getting to the quarterback, he did it against the Oakland Raiders. At times this year, he almost was fit and completely healthy, and then something else would crop up. But when he does do it, Carl, he adds so much to this defense.
Yeah, the beauty of what he does, he's got speed, he has power, and he has a little wiggle to him. And when he gets that forward lean going, you take a look, he pushes his guy with one arm because he's moving at a very fast rate, and the offensive lineman just couldn't adjust to it. Let's play it here. Now I'm going to play it in regular speed, and then I'll take it back in slow motion. So you can see just how fast he's going there. Just comes right back and pushes this guy right into the quarterback. Now, let me bring it back, and I'm going to slow it down. Let's take a look. He's great forward body lean, number one, but the offensive lineman never got a chance to set because JPP never raised up. You'll see body lean all the way, and he gives a little wiggle, just enough. Now watch him turn it into power. That speed to power, and the offensive lineman never got a chance to set on him.
Okay, Carl. Consistency, though, for JPP has not been an area in which he's gotten it completely figured out yet. And we're going to take a look at a play like against Carolina where allowing this year, when you look at what happened, opposing quarterbacks and running plays, a lot of them went to his side of the football field.
Well, one of the reasons he's been inconsistent is lack of playing time, Bob. He had a full rookie year, but the next 2 years were interrupted by injury. Now, you combine that with a guy who has not seen a lot of football, teams can now exploit that. And what he has to do, he has to be mentally ready and prepared for every game. So here's a formation that I'm sure he hadn't seen. I'll run it. They bring another guy over, and they run what they call a U scheme on him. Tight end's outside. He's in the gap. But to see the tight end blocks down, and the tackle blocks across. So that's just a U block. When you're on the outside shoulder of the tackle, you have to be aware of the tight end coming down on you. Tight end comes down here. He doesn't fight across, and it creates a downhill running lane for the running back. Now he tries to come off at a bad angle. He gets pushed right to the ground. So what they created with him in the gap, and he has to be aware of it. That's where I talk about a lot of football plays. He's got to understand what teams would like to do to him. If he's got someone has an angle on him, he has to prepare for that to be able to fight across it.
All right, he had back surgery. He recovered from that. Injured his shoulder at the end of the year. Not sure if he needs surgery. Is it for him, is it more just about getting healthy, or are there things he's got to work on in his game?
Well, there's a dual purpose to this offseason for him. Getting healthy, but also getting better mentally, understanding more about football, because the better he is, the more teams will find different ways to take advantage of him. So whatever he's good at, he's got to stay good at that. But whatever he's bad at, he's got to improve on.
All right. Good stuff from Carl Banks, as always. That's a look at Jason Pierre-Paul. Thanks for watching this edition of Inside the Film Room on Giants.com.